We're about to connect you to the Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast, but when it's finished, put down the device and reconnect face-to-face over some Aussie lamb. For recipe inspiration, visit australianlamb.com.au. Share lamb, not selfies.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. How are you guys?
Happy Wednesday. You've been getting around today, Tommy, haven't you?
Have I?
Yeah.
What have
I thought you'd have a new contract. You can only appear on Channel 10. So you pop up on Channel 9 this morning.
Oh yes,
yes.
As you know, I don't have a contract with Channel 10, and I will go on any TV network that has me.
I did find it rather amusing.
Sorry,
as I realised
we were on air then.
9,
I don't know if I meant to say
that you haven't managed to work out how to do TV after all these years, which is probably why you don't have a contract. This is what happened. Just to paint the picture, this is what you were talking about on the Today Show this morning.
You're pretty open about your tattoo. We saw that in some of the comedy stuff earlier.
I've got some pretty bad ones you haven't seen, guys. I got drunk and played tic-tac-tattoo on this side here.
Oh, God, tic-tac-tattoo.
Have you watched that segment back from Today Extra?
No, I didn't have a monitor, so I couldn't. It was just me in a room with a camera.
Yeah,
what was on?
Because when you lifted your whole shirt up to show everybody your tic-tac-tattoo, they had just a big banner with your name, so no one saw your tic-tac-tattoo that you spent all your time talking about. It was just you with your top off on the Today Show.
Was it? Did you get a cheeky hint of nipple?
He just looked like a real flog. He really did.
No,
that's my co-host.
But was that regardless of what was going on?
General? Yeah, I thought it was interesting to take top off in general. But
I got, you know how desperate you get on those links because there's no one in your room and because there is because there's a second of delay before anyone laughs or anything, I just end up saying the most desperate things.
Well, it's a great segue to what we're about to talk about next because I saw you do something I didn't need to see this morning. I also saw another person in my life I'm super close to do something and I can't get it out of my head and I wish I'd never seen it.
We'll do it on the other side of this.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know how in life we've got our personal lives and our professional lives, you know, and you try and keep the world separate. You try never for them to meet. What happens at work stays at work. What happens at home stays at home, right? And it's why are you looking weird at me?
I just feel like you and Sandra have been showering again together, haven't you?
No, but yesterday I had a meeting. With a group of people, including there was a guy there that I work with who I have so much respect for. He's one of the kindest, most lovely humans on this planet. And we have we're friends, but we very much have very, very
what are
professional
you doing?
Relationship.
What are you doing? You told me, that you wanted to keep this person confidential,
and I was going.
Yes, but I was going to do that for you. Like I was going to help, but then you're giving way too much information.
I'm not. That what I just said could apply to any of the guys I work with.
No, it
maybe
couldn't.
Not all of them.
Yes, it narrows down the one person in the industry.
I work with lots of men. This could be any of the men. Could be Pete. Could
bragging
be Waleed. It could be Hughesy. Could be you. Could be anyone. Right?
It's none of those people.
I mean, it's none of them. Anyway, yesterday we were having a meeting and we had to have a meeting in a
place. Stop it. You don't need any more. That's fine. You had a meeting, anyway, mate.
The female and male bathrooms were right next to each other. So you had to walk through a door. No. They weren't next to each other on the outside. You walked into a door and then you hit the male bathroom first to your right and then walked straight ahead into the female bathroom.
Yep. Communal washing bit. Hand washing bit. No.
Just there was just a bit of a corridor and then off to your right was the male, straight ahead was a female.
Got it.
So I went to the toilet and as I came out of the toilet, someone had come in the little corridor bit and opened the door to the male bathrooms to walk in, right? Yep. But with the door open, you just have full view of the urinal, okay?
Yes.
And I saw a person I work
what
with
were they
peeing.
Doing?
Right?
Peeing. Yes.
Yes. I mean, I didn't see their bits. I just saw the back of them peeing, right? But it really took me back because
what did you think guys were doing in there?
Because I don't often see colleagues peeing, right?
No, because you don't often stand by the door of the urinals, you creep.
I just didn't need to see it. It wasn't for me to see. I'm annoyed I've seen it. Then we had to have a meeting and then I had to see this person again today. And now every time I see them, all I'm going to imagine him doing is standing there peeing, and it's really thrown me. And I just wish I hadn't seen it, and I can't unsee it. And there's something about the gesture of the hands being in front, holding. It's just a lot.
Oh, what did you want? His hands on his hips? I mean, what? Just swinging in the breeze?
It's touching a really private part of your body, and that's something that I'm not involved in. Anyway, it's just lots going on.
So what would you like now? Would you like men all around the country to pee without using their hands?
I just want to know from other people, what have you seen that you wish you didn't see a colleague do? You know, what have you been like, come across it and you're like, oh, no, or oh.
But were you under the impression that he didn't pee?
No, I just pee without me looking would be good.
Yeah, well, again, stop standing by. He wasn't waiting in there and asking other blokes, oi, when Carrie comes by, swing the door right open. Swing it right open and then just get it out of a good geese at the back of me.
Silly, stupid toilet design that when the door's open, you can see people pee.
But they're always like that. And because you know what it is? It's because guys have urinals, but often at pubs, the urinal, the first one is in a place that, you know how you saw the back of him, you said, like you didn't see anything. There's often a urinal. I've had glances where I'm side on to the door, and then the door's open, and the same thing. There'll be a woman walk past and look at me, and she can see me side on.
This and you look such a creep.
Yeah.
You look
so. Like this.
You look a bit like I looked standing by the door. Anyway, 13 1060. What do you wish you hadn't seen a colleague do? What can't you erase from your mind? Someone you work with, you know.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Get this feeling in my body every time I think about what I saw yesterday, which was one of my co-workers who I'm great friends with peeing. I didn't mean to catch him peeing. I just happened to walk out of the toilet as he was walking out of his, as the door was open to his toilet, and I just copped an eyeful. Actually, didn't cop an eyeful. That implies a
you
lot
copped
more
a backful.
I copped a backful. But I just wish I hadn't. I don't want to see that from my co-workers.
Yeah. How long would you say you were lingering by the toilets?
I moved on as quickly as I possibly could. Melissa, what do you wish you hadn't seen a colleague do?
Oh, a few years ago, I was working in reception and I used to open the packages that were delivered to work. Yeah, I wish I hadn't have done that because one of the guys bought a present for his wife for them to enjoy in the bedroom.
Oh, Melissa. I mean, but you couldn't look at him ever again the same.
No, and I never opened anyone else's parcel, I tell you that.
Melissa, is it pretty wild behaviour of you just opening things?
No, that's what they've got to do.
Well, no, because we get a lot of things delivered to work that are related to work. So it was just one of those things. I tried to help everyone out by opening it up. And
does he know that you saw it?
Oh, yeah. We just agreed to never talk about this.
And did he ever get anything sent to the office again?
Oh, I don't think so. Absolutely not. Even seeing his wife at the Christmas party was a bit odd.
Awesome, Melissa.
Let's go to Sasha.
Yeah, let's go to Sasha.
What couldn't you unsee?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Oh, yeah, pretty good.
What
thanks,
did you see, Sasha, that you wish you hadn't?
I've actually got two things, and I don't know which one of them's worse. I've got one where I work for a car company in New Zealand, and the general manager, his wife used to work on reception, and they were quite old, and she was a bit of a ditzy lady, and one day she went to the loo, and she didn't shut the door. She didn't lock it, and I happened to walk in, and just as she was bending over to pulling knickers up from around her ankles. And I just couldn't look at her ever again. It was horrendous.
That's such an old person thing to do, to pee with your knickers right down near your ankles. Like, it's so unnecessary to have them all the way down.
Yeah, bend down, pick them up around her ankles. But that's not the worst one. In Australia, I had one of the guys I worked with, this old guy. He lived in my granny flat out the back. And we only had the one letterbox. And one day I got a parcel come to the house and it just said to the owner. And it was just a white bag. And I opened it. And when I opened it, it was like some old Tinder porno thing, and I was like, I actually thought it was my husband's, and when I was looking through it, I saw the guy I worked with in
what?
In it?
He was in it?
Like he was a model?
No, it was like an old Tinder magazine, like you picked people, it had a description of, it had his junk on the
did it?
And I just wish I'd never opened it.
It's very rare that you hear stories of nudes that are like hard copies. Oh, well, not hard copies. I mean, sorry, Sash. I don't mean, yeah, you know, I mean, in, yeah, you know what I mean. Sorry.
Yeah, it was like a magazine where they put their adverts in the back and it always had old people and they could put a picture of themselves and underneath, you know, it would say old man, blah, 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 age, rah, rah. And his head is junk on there, but unfortunately it had his face on it.
Yeah, should we finish with
Unfortunately,
Casey?
Unfortunately, it had his face on it.
Casey, what do you wish you hadn't seen a colleague do?
I walked in on a colleague powder in his bum at work once.
My gosh. Like a talcum powder?
Like baby powder?
Yeah, it was talcum powder. He'd had a surgery the week before. And he was in a bathroom that I was actually cleaning. I'd walked out to go get more products and he jumped in there. And then as I walked back in there, he was in there pants down, powder in his bum.
a bum lift or something. What surgery are you getting in your bum?
Of all the things, when you think of walking into a bathroom and seeing powder, white powder up on the basin, as if anyone would believe you when you go, no, it's just talcum powder for me bum.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little doing it all thanks to Australian Red Cross Lifeblood. It needs new blood donors, so please give blood like life depends on it. Search Give Blood to book a donation today.
Absolutely. As someone that's had a transfusion before, blood is always needed. It actually does save lives.
Get in there, ladies
and
gentlemen.
What are you looking up? What are you looking up?
Well, do you know what I was honestly looking up, which I should have looked up earlier? I was looking up, I need to find out how long you have to wait after getting a tattoo to when you can...
3 months.
Don't. 3 months.
Jesse, 3 months.
I think that. Or okay. Maybe
your last one?
Belle is telling me 4.
Well, that's why you need to look it up.
Yeah. But it's easy. If you just search Give Blood, all the details are there. Good. Because up next, I had the moment that I've been wanting. As you know, I'm desperate for a crime to be committed in front of me or a tragedy so I can help because I think I'm good in times like that. And it happened and it didn't have the results that I desired. I'll tell you about it next.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because as you know, I walk this earth hoping that there is a tragedy so that I can get actively involved. I just
you were telling us how you saved a kid from a, not a Ferris wheel, what was it?
Caught him off a ski lift.
I mean, you've been the hero. You know how good it feels to be the hero.
I am great in a time of crisis, I reckon, I think. But it happened here in Adelaide. I was downstairs. I was at a cafe and I was sitting there and there are little plants on each of the tables outside. There's little pot plants that are quite cute and they don't look
real
cheap.
Real pot plants?
Yeah, real, and they look quite nice, right? And so I'm just sitting there and I'm at table down one end and I see this bloke walking towards me and about 5 tables over at the table at the other end, he just walks along casually, doesn't even break stride and just swipes one of the pot plants off the table, right?
Steals it,
yep, takes it and he's got about 8 steps before he gets to me and I think, oh my gosh, this is a crime scene, and who better to be involved than the guy who loves getting involved in crime scenes? And so I thought, this is my moment. This is perfect. And then a hero comes along. So I've got about 8 steps to ready myself to think, I've got 8 steps to work it out. And so I decide the first thing to do is to stand up. Right? And so I stand up from my table. There's no one else outside. It's just me sitting at the end table.
It's a weird thing for him to steal.
Yeah, really weird. Yeah. And also, so didn't even look at it, think about it, assess whether he wanted it.
Is he taking that to a cash converters? What's he doing with that?
I don't know. I thought if it wasn't a week too late, I thought he's Valentine's on the way Day. To see his missus, yet realised he hasn't got flowers.
Smart.
And swiped a pot plant.
But anyways, so stand up.
I stand up and he's approaching me and I say the words, "Hey, that's not yours." Yeah, I enter the situation. Right? "Hey, that's not yours." And he said, still mind you, he hasn't stopped. So he's walking towards me and he's now probably 4 steps away. And he just casually says, "Yeah, and what are you going to do about it?" And yeah, and that's when I said, and keep in mind, I am great in a crisis. So this is me at peak performance. I look him in his thieving illegal eyes and I say, "Nothing." That's what I said. I said nothing.
So you said, hey, that's not yours.
Yeah. And then, yeah. And then he went, what, yeah, and what are you going to do about it? I said the words, nothing.
Oh, you actually, like that. Sorry, I thought you mean you said nothing.
No, no.
You said nothing.
No, I said
nothing.
The word, nothing. Nothing.
Oh, God,
yeah.
Mate.
He goes, what are you going to do about it? No, wait for it, though, because I said nothing. And then he hadn't break the stride. So as he got past me, I thought, oh, God, that's so pathetic to me. Say something. And so I turned and I said, you better water it, like that. That's what I gave him. You better water
it. Never in a really, really tricky situation with you where I need your help.
No, because if you get kidnapped from next to me as they're walking away with you, I'll go, you better look after her.
That's not yours. You better water her.
Yeah. at least water her. I want to know, on 131060, what crime did you do nothing about? Now, obviously, we don't want a real hectic one that you didn't get involved because your fear of your own life. Keep it pot plant stealing level.
Related.
Or actually, no, I'll take a hectic crime as long as it weren't people really hurt. Like if you saw a bank robbery, I want to hear about it. That'd be great.
Is it a crime for someone not to wear a bike helmet?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Is it?
Because there was a guy with his daughter on the back riding the other day without a bike helmet on, and I went straight past a policeman. I was on my bike about 5 minutes, and I was so close to saying, that guy doesn't have his bike helmet on. The words were said in my head, I thought, it's so pathetic to not get involved. It's not business.
And is the real reason that you didn't get involved because you were hammered and didn't want to talk to the cops when you were so drunk on the back of your bike?
No, like you, I froze in the moment. I said nothing.
I didn't freeze, mate. I did not freeze. I told him to water his plant. 131060. Give us a call. What crime did you let happen?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
I need right a now. Hero.
But yeah.
And then a hero comes along.
It's not me because I saw a bloke swipe a pot plant from a cafe, and I stood up and I said, hey, that's not yours. And he said, yeah, what are you going to do about it? And I said, nothing. And then as he walked past me, I put in the parting words, at least water it. Is it Lenny or Lexi?
Lani?
Screen is far away. Lani.
Lani, yes.
Good on you, Lani. Lani, what crime did you let happen?
Well, I didn't let it happen. It was a milk bar and it was an armed robbery and I gave chase and the guy dropped the loot and then I got the number plate I got the number plate from the getaway car, gave that to the cops and now the guy's in jail.
That's the opposite of what I asked for.
I know.
But isn't that
sorry.
Interesting,
I apologize for being an actual hero.
Yeah.
I love
Hey, Lani. It was so nice to, obviously, you are great stuff, and so nice to hear the word loot again. What was it? Was it cash or was it cigarettes?
It was cash. It was $80.
Oh.
They're not going to get away with, like, thousands.
I know. I'm just asking. Lani gave herself the tag hero, and I do wonder if $80.
She didn't say make sure you water it.
Well, no,
I mean,
no,
obviously, if it was lollies, it'd be a different story, wouldn't it?
Don't let your teeth rot.
Yeah, good on you, Lani. Thank you. Who we got next, speakers?
Demi, are you a hero or do you wish you'd done more?
Honestly, wish I did a bit more, but it's kind of a petty crime. I was pumping gas at the servo and as I was walking in, three young girls came sprinting out holding chips and lollies, and I sort of just looked at them and went, oh, get that. Just get walking.
Yeah. I would have done exactly the same. I mean, what else are you going to do apart from joining in this fun little dash and grab and chucking some own lollies down
your dance?
You
say nothing and then just say, don't eat them all at once.
I was thinking I could have grabbed one of them, but I was dressed up to go out and in heels, so I didn't know what I could do. I was worried about my outfit than anything.
Demi. Kylie, did you see a crime but do nothing about it?
Kylie, is it?
It's you, babe.
Yeah. I did. I saw a bank robbery about 25 years ago, and I not only did nothing, I endangered everyone else because I thought it must have been a prank. So when he said hit the ground,
I stood up.
Oh, I love it.
Because I thought I was going to look uncool and get done by the prank.
Kylie, this is, I'm so interested because this is the era when banks had cash, if it was 25 years ago.
Yeah, it wasn't before all the automatic things that come up now.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Kylie, did they get away?
Yeah, they had a spate of them. This was the Bondi Junction Commonwealth Bank. And there was a spate of them across Sydney, and they got away with heaps.
And were they wearing cool masks?
Yeah. They had masks, shotguns. The guy beside me, when I did hit the deck, the guy beside me wet his pants. And
Good, some good acting, you thought.
Guy, you thought, everybody's in on this prank.
I was fresh out of uni and thought, I'm not going to look uncool sitting down with all these people.
Kylie, did they get bags of cash? Like, is it like in the movies?
In the movies.
I didn't look up. I actually didn't look up. I saw the guy fly over the counter, but I heard afterwards, they cleaned up. It was 4:45 on a Friday, which apparently is when the banks hold, or back then, most of their cash. Yeah. And, these guys cleaned up across, I think they did about six of them across Sydney. So I wasn't looking up by the time they ran out.
And were you the only person who, after they ran out, you clapped and went, "You got us good, guys. You really got us good."
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time now for...
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. I realise I don't need to do that. It's time for Bick, because that's in there.
No, I like the double up.
All right, let's start with the Corona ship, the Corona cruise. It's what everybody's talking about. What?
I thought you just said, all right, let's start with the Corona shit. It's been kicking around for a while.
The Corona cruise. You may remember we spoke to Carrie from the US. Yes. We've been speaking to her a couple of times because she was stuck on board this cruise. They'd been on there for 14 days already, then quarantined for an extra 14. They couldn't leave their room. And Carrie, the second time we spoke to her, actually had kidney stones and was so much pain, couldn't get medication, didn't want to be asked to be let off the ship because she was worried that then she'd be quarantined in Japan for another 14 days. Anyway, she was in a very bad way when we spoke to her. An update on Carrie that she's off the ship. She is back in the US and she's been held in a military base there for another 14 days, similar to the people that are being evacuated to Darwin.
But she's off.
But she's off and she is doing okay. And also on the project, we spoke to a couple. I think you might remember them, Tommy. They were so chipper. They were the cutest couple I've ever spoken to. They loved it. They were talking about the next cruise they were going to go on, even though they've been stuck on this cruise.
Yeah.
And sadly, the husband has now got coronavirus. And so
when I saw them, because the dude was doing exercises with water bottles in his room, and I thought, there is no way they're going to get coronavirus.
Well, because they were allowed out a couple of hours every few days and they were refusing to leave their room, right? And I thought, this is great, they'll be fine. But now they're trying to work out how all these people are still getting it, even though they've been in quarantine. And instead of it being a quarantine, has it just become a giant incubator where it's now the largest epicenter of coronavirus outside Wuhan, where it first started, this Corona cruise.
It's not good press for cruises.
No, but what's interesting is everyone we've spoken to is already thinking about their next cruise. Maybe if you're if you're a cruise person, you're okay with cruising again.
That's just how good cruises are. Even if you get a coronavirus on a cruise, you're like, you know what? They're good enough. I'll go again. That's fine.
Are they?
Just wasn't sure who was sponsoring the show this week, mate, so I was protecting our backs.
I'm sure in a couple of months I will love them. Harry Styles. Yes. Let's talk Harry Styles from 1D. This is horrendous. Valentine's Day, he was mugged, threatened with a knife as he was walking along in London. Yes. Why are you laughing?
Because I've never heard you say 1D with such aggression. Harry Styles from 1D.
He was threatened with a knife. He was unharmed, thankfully, because he handed over the cash that he had. He said he played it pretty cool. Someone that watched it happen said, you know, he kept calm and got the situation over pretty quickly, and he was pretty shaken up afterwards, though. He's okay. London police are investigating. But there you go.
Yeah, he'd have a lot of cash. Probably a good target. Not, no, don't say that. What do you mean? Sorry, everyone's looking at me. Move on.
And finally, Jason Alexander. I went and saw him on Saturday night. George Mark from Seinfeld. Too. We had him on the project. He was awesome. So good and so good live. He's had a run-in with the Australian newspaper, a Perth newspaper, the West Australian, because they were trying to get him to, you know, do a quick little interview as he stepped off the plane in WA. And they tweeted, Seinfeld was famously the show about nothing, and that's precisely what the West Australian got from at Jason Alexander when we tried to interview him at Perth Airport. Ouch. Right? But then Jason was like, no way. He responded and got involved on Twitter saying, yeah, well, here's a thought. If you want an interview with someone, try setting it up like a professional rather than blindsiding people at hotels and airports. He said, I'm not there for you then. I'm off the clock being a person. Like it or not, no one is a performing seal for you.
Wow, you know the irony of this whole situation? He was trying to point out that, hey, guys, if you just stop me at the airport, that's not how you're going to get a newspaper article. And ironically, him responding has given them the more press than they've ever had.
Coming up next, we're doing sexy voices, guys. Are you ready for this?
No.
There you go.
No.
Oh, wow. Is that yours?
That was Carrie.
Okay. We'll do it on the other side of this. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And this is great, isn't it? Because one of my favourite things, just before we go back on air, when Sonda goes, and who's bringing this next story?
Yeah. And we say, you, babe.
You.
Well, this is all Sonda's idea. None of this is our idea. We said we'd go along with it, but if you're going to bring ideas, you have to drive them, Son.
Okay, fine. Yeah. I read something awesome today on KidSpot.
This was on KidSpot?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know, but it's a woman who went to a KidSpot.
Don, I know you explained it to me earlier, but for people who don't know, what's KidSpot?
It's a website.
For kids stuff, parenting stuff.
For parenting stuff and, I don't know, women stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever. A woman went and did a class on dirty talk, on how to be good at dirty talk. And I'm personally very good at it, but I realise that not everyone can do it well. And there were some great tips in the article about how you can... Don't look at me like that's not sexy.
It's making me feel sick.
About how you can talk sexy. So...
quite good, Don.
Dirty talk is more than seduction. What does she mean by that?
I can't remember because I didn't read the article properly and I don't have it in front of me. But I think the takeout was practice.
Yeah, if you want to build confidence, practice. She said Sam suggested something as simple as trialling dirty talk while washing the dishes. And she says, I raised an eyebrow at first, but when she gave the example, I'm going to scrub you so hard you dirty dish.
Whoa! Wow.
Anyway, we've had so much fun in the office practicing saying sexy things to each other. It doesn't matter what you say, it can be anything, but you can make it dirty by...
Oh, you've got to use a different voice. You can't use your regular voice. You have to use different cadence, higher or lower, drag out your vowels.
Oh, yeah. I have got to spend more time on KidSpot. You dirty little dishes.
You know, it's a great little website.
You know, I brought you the idea that you guys should kiss, which is still one of the best things that I've ever suggested, and no one would do that. I would love for you guys to do two things for me. Firstly, dirty talk each other, but only use things that we can broadcast on the radio.
I'm not, mate. Don, I don't know what.
Don, you've lost your mind.
I'm not dirty talking to anybody.
I want to hear your sexy voices.
No,
why not?
I can't do a sexy voice.
Yeah. I know you can.
I can't.
No, I bet you are.
Because you can. Come on. You're better than this. Don and I were talking about it, and we're saying you should do, what about, say, what you had for breakfast, but use some of those tips that Son's given you.
All you do is slow your voice down, add a whisper. Yeah.
I didn't have breakfast.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
That's so hot.
Tell us more. I didn't have breakfast. I don't have any more. I had.
Okay, tell us what you had for dinner.
I had hot coffee. This is so ridiculous.
What type of coffee did you have?
It was boiling.
You're a dirty little dish.
Tommy, can you do it?
That's
the funniest sentence I've ever read. I'm going to scrub you so hard. You
Can we go? Can we? I know we were going to do.
Hold on. No. Before you take this away.
Yeah.
If I am forced to do it, you have to do this.
I'm so glad you've come to me because I've been practicing all day. You ready? You know, the bit I find hard about practice.
Is this it? Because this is not turning me on.
No. Hang on. Just paint the mood. Jesse, drop the music right out. Okay. And I need you all to shut your eyes. Are you ready? Are you guys ready? For breakfast, I had seven Wheat Bix, but I didn't have any milk. That's right. No milk. So it was real dry. And for the rest of the day, I had Wheat Bix at the top of my mouth and I had to do this.
Okay, stop.
All day long. Thank you.
I think we need help from our listeners. You guys are awful at it.
Mate, you didn't even do a proper
Bickers was great.
Yeah, no, you were pretty good, Tommy. You were terrible.
Hang on, listen again.
That's awful.
No, we've heard it.
Why?
Stop.
No, listen again.
What were you wanting the people to call up about?
I haven't told you about my coffee. I also had a hot coffee. Well, we were going to hear about best. We wanted people who reckon they're the best at dirty talk. So you're going to ring up and give us your dirty talk, but you're only going to say something that we can play on radio. So what you had for breakfast is great.
Yeah.
But I would also like to hear if you've got pet names for your partner that include things like your dirty little dish. I would like to hear that as well.
Would you?
Mm-hmm. Am I allowed?
I mean, sure. I really want to hear the first part.
Okay,
I just
want to
hear people call up with their sexy voice.
Okay, well then, would you take a professional as well? I would love to hear from a professional
we
that works
to know
on a hotline.
How it's actually done.
Yes, if you can give us better tips than this, and if you think you know you work hard for the money and you're the best because you get paid for it, great.
Well, apparently, you got to hum for 3 seconds before you do it. Get you
I
in
had
the mood.
Seven Wheat Bix.
13 10 60 with your sexy voices.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm going to scrub you so hard, you dirty little dish. That's what we're
Don't talk to Jesse like that. Don't talk to Jesse like that.
That phrase is hard to say without, even when you say that without putting a dirty voice on, it sounds dirty, doesn't it?
I'm going to scrub you so hard, you dirty little dish.
Stop it. Yeah. Stop it. Why does hearing people talk like that make you so uncomfortable? Makes something inside me.
Well, we're asking for if you reckon you can talk sexy. We want to hear from you because Sonda discovered some of the tips to a sexy talking voice. Yeah. And who have we got, Pickers?
We've got Chris on the line. Chris, can you talk dirty?
I certainly can. How are you guys?
Good. So,
great.
Remember the terms of engagement here, Chris. You've got to talk about, we can't be too sexy at this time slot. You've got to talk about what you had for brekkie or what you got up to today, yeah?
So I'm a flight attendant, and so when I do PAs, my whole voice changes so I don't actually laugh at myself. So I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Qantas flight. If you have two pieces of luggage, we do ask you to place one in the overhead locker, wheels first, and one underneath the seat in front of you. Thank you.
Chris, I've absolutely heard you before. It's great.
I love you, Chris.
It's really great.
I think I've been on one of your flights. I know that voice.
I had Tommy on there the other day. I gave him an extra Heineken.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
I didn't even need to fly anywhere. I just heard you were on the flight and I went, that sexy voice is on there. Thank you, Adrian.
Steph joins us now. Steph, you reckon you got a pretty good dirty voice?
I actually just thought it'd be perfect to say a line that I thought was pretty funny out of The House Bunny. I don't know if you guys have seen
it. House Bunny?
The House Bunny. It was like a Playboy Bunny movie. It was funny.
Sure, yeah.
That sounds good.
In it is, I can't think of what her name is. She used to be married to Chris Pratt.
Anna Faris.
She's trying to teach these nerdy girls to be more sexy because they don't get any pledges for their So in the movie she tells this girl to go and dirty talk to these guys to go and hit on them. Yep. And she goes over and she says, "Do you know where the crapper is? I need to do a very mysterious thing in there."
Ha 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 ha! Stephanie, you're so fun.
Good on
you. I don't need to watch the movie now. I've got a full synopsis of it.
Let's go to Tony. Tony, g'day.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, living the dream. Tony. Hey, you reckon you're a pretty good dirty talker?
Yeah, one of the boys told me to ring up, so I thought I can do a grandpa dirty voice.
Okay, are you going to do what you had for breakfast in a grandpa dirty voice?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah,
I love it. Go for it.
This morning I had an egg and bacon sandwich with some moisty sourdough bread.
Tony, it sounds like you're doing a mysterious thing in a crapper.
Tony, that is so bad. Tony, don't ever do that to your partner, okay? No,
I think I'm getting sympathy hemorrhoids just from hearing it. Let's go to Kylie. Kylie, how are you?
Hey, Tommy, I'm going to make you some brekkie.
Oh, go for it, Kyle.
Oh, Tommy, I'm going to crack open the shell of the egg and I'm going to let it slide out into the bowl. Then I'm going to beat it and whip it as hard as I can. And then when I'm finished, I'm going to lick the spoon.
Okay, Jesse, go to something, but keep Kylie on the line. I'll take it in the time.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little doing it all thanks to Australian Lamb, bringing Australia together chop by chop.
Oh, what do you put in your lamb burger? A bit of chutney?
I don't go chutney. I'm of the real opinion that tomato sauce is better than any kind of relish chutney. You can stick whatever.
Nothing beats relish.
No way.
The best condiment.
The other day, for the sake of this, I got a lamb pie, and the store that I got it from, I asked for tomato sauce, and they gave me relish. I wanted to throw that delicious lamb pie back in their face. I think, oh, God, sauce is so much better.
Sauce is good, but relish is better. Anyway.
But up next, because we finally get to the bottom of the story that you teased through yesterday, saying that Husey has got too big for his boots.
Husey, we have a problem.
Oh, gosh, that is.
It next.
Oh, stay with us.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Husey and Ed joining us.
Yes. Wow.
Forward tease. It was a horizontal tease from yesterday, I remember. Yep.
Yes. I've been waiting. A lot of people have been asking
what you did, texting me, oh, my God, what did Husey do? Well, you have to tune in to our show tomorrow afternoon, I'll tell you.
And it was Ed Cavalier's fault, and it made people uncomfortable at
you
the project.
You made people uncomfortable. Ed didn't. You did.
Your tease, Carrie, you said yesterday that Husey's done something that you think he's now gotten too big for his boots.
I just feel like it was a tad disrespectful, a bit offensive
hard-working people.
Hard-working people. What happened? We were in at the project together. You were filming something yesterday and you came back in after filming. And what were you looking for?
I was looking for my wallet.
Yeah.
And then I eventually found my wallet.
But hold on, you weren't even that concerned that you'd lost your wallet. No, I just couldn't really care.
No, I said, where's my wallet? I wasn't like freaking out.
In fact, if you didn't find it, you probably would have left without it.
Yeah, well, I almost did leave without it. So I wasn't freaking out, but then I said, oh, no, no.
And everybody went around looking for it for you.
And I said, I almost left without my wallet. And then I found it.
Yeah.
And it was just sitting in plain view. And I'd gone away for an hour and left it in plain view of everyone.
In a security doored off part of Channel 10, though, right? This is in makeup.
Well, yeah, but there's like seven or eight people probably.
What Tommy's getting at is if it did go missing, then it would have had to have been someone who already worked at Channel 10.
It's a swipe thing. Exactly. People can't walk in off the street.
That's true. Yeah, that's absolutely what he's getting at.
But he didn't need to worry about those people in there because they are all beautiful, wonderful, hardworking people.
What did you do?
I don't know them very well now because I don't work there. So
what did you do?
Well, I'm vouching for them. Yeah, good, good. As he grabbed his wallet, to be fair, he needed a crane and a lot of people to bend down and pick it up.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What's that?
What are you making weird?
We've got to get to the point
Why
of the story.
Why are you being weird?
Because I thought we could play a song. No, but anyway, we can't play a song.
Oh, okay. We can play a song and come back.
What?
Yeah.
Okay,
I want to hear it.
This is amazing.
Great. Let's come back. This is good.
Why are you forcing us to play a song in our show? I tease your story.
Great. Up next.
Do that, all right.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Husey joins us at the moment.
Yes.
You've come back in. You threw to a song in our show. I don't know. Where's Ed gone?
He's going to get his teeth whitened.
But okay. We're in the middle of a really good story.
I thought it was a great tease, but he, even one of the paid members of the team, hasn't stuck around to hear the end.
No, he's got he wants to win Dancing with the Stars, and he thinks.
What did you do?
Teeth whitened.
What did you do?
He left his wallet in at Channel 10 in the makeup room. Didn't care that he lost his wallet. Found his wallet, but he needed 50 men to lift up his wallet because what was in his wallet is enough to make anyone sick. And the fact that he did not care that he'd left it there and then was so dismissive when found was so disrespectful and just it was a bit gross.
It was gross. Have a look at that.
Don't. This is bad for everybody. You got to be careful what you say here because you're going to get yourself and everybody in the industry in a lot of trouble.
He says, if you're wondering what is in the wallet, it is just $1,000 worth or more of
there's
cash.
There's more. When I said to thank you for no one stealing any money out of this wallet, and I showed everyone how
and
much money
joked,
was in there.
We thought it was coins.
Oh, that! Why did you
and
show
then he
everybody?
Showed around. How many notes would
I've
be
lost
in there? 50s. Just pineapple, one after the
that's
other.
That's three.
After
that's
the other
at least $3,000.
Yeah, but just sitting in cash
in
your
also,
wallet.
You know what? This story gets worse and it's really bad. And Ed Cavalli is to blame for why that money is in that wallet.
Why?
This is terrible. Because I can't believe I'm saying this, but you know, Ed Cavalli is doing Dancing with the Stars. That's why he's got his teeth whitened. His dancer came in, a couple of the dancers from the show came in the other day. And Ed said to me, they're always complaining about how poor they are. You should go get a lot of money out and just leave your wallet on the. On the desk.
What do you mean? Why?
Oh my God.
Just to show them that you've got cash.
It was terrible.
I don't understand.
But I forgot about it anyway. But I didn't even
that
show them.
So that cash was just literally a prop.
To show the
mate, I thought.
How much
so you
money
was there. you withdrew
you
that from a bank?
Oh my God!
I didn't even show them though. I forgot about it completely.
You just showed the whole makeup room at Channel 10.
I know,
so,
but it was again. We've lost touch with. We haven't.
The reason I said this is bad for the industry is because I thought this was going to be about you taking cash from gigs, cash
money
gigs,
withdrawn
which
from
no
an
one
ATM.
Does. Yeah, great, good because no one does that. So definitely don't investigate.
If anyone sees your wallet lying around, you deserve to have every dollar of that money taken out.
That was terrible. And I didn't end up showing the dancers how much money was in the wallet.
Good.
And he shouldn't have suggested that
so
I do that. It's terrible.
It is.
I didn't even know what the point was. There's no point.
I feel differently about
and so are you going to give that cash to charity now, Hughes?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to give that cash to charity.
Yeah, to Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer.
I will,
you are amazing.
Absolutely. Which is a great
how much
charity.
Is in there?
There's quite a bit. I will, but I've got to get a tax deductible.
How much is
though,
in
so
there?
I'm not just doing the cash.
Oh, my God.
No, it's fair to get tax deduction,
that's
isn't
fair.
It?
That's fair. Yeah, that's absolutely fair. That's fair.
It's probably two grand. All right, $2,000,
my
right,
God.
Carrie?
Oh,
to
my
your
God.
That's charity.
That's very generous. Amazing. That's very generous. That's very generous.
Now I know why Ed went to get his teeth whitened rather than be in this segment.
Now that the Carrie and Tommy catch-up is done for another day, time to disconnect and share the lamb. This summer, Lamb is bringing Australia together, chop by chop. For recipe inspiration, visit australianlamb.com.au. This summer, share lamb, not selfies.